Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Tahrim al-Ta'ni fil Ansab al-Thabitati fi Zahir al-Shar'i. The chapter on the Shar'i prohibitions of ridiculing an established lineage. An established lineage in Sharia. In other words, widely accepted as the Shar'i acceptance of lineage. Now to ridicule and to mock that lineage, this is something that is prohibited in Sharia. Just to explain that if one person has made a normal Shar'i nikah, one man has married a woman, and after 6 months this woman had given birth to a child. So now Sharia will regard the child to be the child of this couple. Because after 6 months, 6 months and thereafter, whatever time, whether it's 7 months, 8 months, now that child that is born from this woman will be regarded as the child of this couple. Now anybody who feels otherwise, maybe from the looks of the child, or somebody feels, no, 6 months and 10 days, or 6 months and 15 days, whatever the case may be, it's too early for a child to be born. So this child will be the child of another person, another man. So what they're doing is they're ridiculing the lineage of this child, because they feel, for whatever reason, that the color of this child doesn't match the color of the parents, or the time period is too short. So now they start making a mockery of what Sharia accepts to be the hukam, that this child's lineage will be attributed to this father, this child's lineage will be attributed to this marriage. Now anybody decides that they want to go against this, now this is something that is completely prohibited in Islam, that we don't make a mockery of what Islam has established. It may be what you are saying is true, that the father is somebody else. The father may be somebody else. But the fact that Sharia is regarding the child to be the child of this marriage, because it is born 6 months after the nikah, so therefore we accept it, and that's where it ends. We don't question it, we don't go further than that, and we don't make a mockery of it. It's a different issue if a woman now, later on, is accused of zina, and now the witnesses are there. That is a separate issue. But purely on the fact, on the outward fact, that maybe the child is not looking like the parents, or the child is born too early, or for whatever other reason a person just decides to hurl accusations, this is something that is prohibited. We are doing currently those things that are prohibited as far as the speech, etc. is concerned. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter. The first ayat of the Quran Sharif that he brought. So again, in this chapter, he brings one ayat of Quran Sharif and he brings one hadith. So the ayat of Quran Sharif that he brings is from Surah Ahzab. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Allah Ta'ala says, those who accuse believing men and believing women without any sin on their part will bear the burden of slander and a manifest sin. These people haven't committed any sin and you're just accusing them. So what will happen is you will carry the burden of slander, buhtan, or ithmam mubina, any manifest open guna, open sin you'll be committing. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ithnatani fin nasi huma bihim kufrun, at-ta'anu fin nasabi wan niyahatu ala al-mayyiti, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two things people do which are actions of disbelief and kufr in relation to them. In other words, there are two actions that people do which are actions of kufr. We'll explain this just now. The first is ridiculing lineage, ridiculing someone's lineage. And the second is wailing over the dead. So the first part is ridiculing lineage. Now what is meant? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that these two actions are kufr. So what it means is, do these two actions, they lead to kufr. They are so bad in themselves is that they lead to kufr, number one. Or number two, ulama explained, these actions are like kufr in the sense that as kufr is something that is serious, these actions are also serious. In other words, they share in the fact that they are a serious crime that a person is committing by ridiculing someone's lineage, and the second is to wail over the dead. In the time of Jahiliyyat, what they would do is they would hire professional wailers, and these wailers would come and they'll scream aloud, hitting, for example, hitting one's body, tearing one's clothes, and they would start screaming poetry, in other words, in favor of the dead, etc. This is not something that is encouraged in Islam. You see, amongst the kuffar, this is something normal. If somebody passes away, then the family people start screaming uncontrollably. In Islam, we don't do this. We accept a person is allowed to tear, a person is allowed to cry. This is something that is natural, but we don't scream aloud. We don't start behaving in a very uncouth manner by a person hitting his body, tearing his clothes, etc. So a person is sorrowful due to the separation of a family member. This is permissible. And in fact, this is a taqaza of the time. When you lose a family member, to be sad, this is normal. This is the thing that a person should be doing. He doesn't show his bravery at that time, that I lost a family member and I am not crying. It's not like that. It's natural to cry. At time of sadness, a person displaying sadness is also part of iman, is a part of humility. He's not showing how brave and how strong he is. It's a time when he loses somebody, then he'll tear. But here what this is talking about, wailing over the dead. When you ask people specifically to come and wail and cry and scream, or it becomes a practice in society, in norm, that people start wailing and they start screaming. This is not something we do in Islam. Islam has got a very dignified way. Therefore, you'll find every step of the way, the amount of respect that is shown with the mayyit, the amount of respect that is shown with the ghusl, the amount of respect is shown with the shrouding of the body, the amount of respect that is shown with laying the body in the qabr, etc. So much of respect we give. We don't introduce all these other types of things. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that these two actions are like kufr. In which sense? That they are very serious. Like how kufr is something that is very serious, these actions are serious. Or the other thing is, if a person does these things, then they will lead a person to kufr. Think about it, if a person is wailing and screaming, and what will happen is you start questioning the decision of Allah Ta'ala to cause a person to pass away. And when you start questioning the decision of Allah Ta'ala, then a person will say things against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and where does it leave him? It leads him to kufr. So ridiculing lineage also means to refer to another's family mockingly, such as saying, your father was a barber, your mother was a maid, you are from a low caste, or such and such a village. So one is the person is ridiculing a person's lineage via the fact of the nikah. The other is ridiculing a person's lineage in terms of mocking at a person. Person, you speak this language, and you're from a low caste, and you're from this part of India, or you're this part of Africa. Because of a person's lineage from a certain area, this also will be regarded as mocking a person's lineage. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Look at the beautiful qualities that we are taught in Islam. If a person practices upon all these qualities and practices upon all these beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll find that there won't be such a thing as xenophobia ever existing in a Muslim community. Person is not looking down at another person's color, he's not looking down at another person's race, he's not looking down on another person's language, he's not looking down at his financial status, he's not looking down at his job description, he's not looking down at a person for anything, except the fact, those things that Shariat asks us now to look down, for example, at a guna, at a sin. Person will consider a sin to be a sin. But otherwise, there's a system of love, there's a system of muhabbat, giving respect to every person, the respect that is due. So may Allah Ta'ala make it such that we also bring in these beautiful qualities that are taught to us in Islam. It creates such a beautiful community that no person will ever feel that because of my lineage, because of my situation, because of my surname, because of my language, because of my financial situation, I'm downtrodden in the community. Everyone will feel loved, everyone will feel respected, and this is the hallmark and the beauty of Islam. This is the way we stand in our safs. The person doesn't see that this man that's next to me, what language he's speaking, what's his bank balance. Sometimes you'll get a pauper and a rich person standing in one saf on the plains of Arafat. Look at, everyone is dressed in one clothing. The multi-trillionaire and the pauper is wearing the same thing. Not that you got a very elite suit and tie that you're wearing, and this pauper is wearing a poor clothes. Everyone is wearing the same thing. And when we go underground, same, exactly the same condition. The conditions of the qabr for the rich will be the same. The conditions of the qabr of the poor will be the same. The qabrustan of the rich and the poor is the same qabrustan. So what it teaches us, that don't put attention towards these things, towards language, towards color, towards background, towards area where a person is coming from, you coming from Amshlanga or Balito, and that poor person is coming from Kwamashu. It means nothing in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. What means in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is taqwa. Taqwa, ha-huna. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that taqwa is in the heart. So person's actions are right, person's outward is right, a person's inward is right, person has this taqwa, then this person is regarded in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala as a person that is good. It got nothing to do with his financial, physical, or his race, or color, or language. All this means nothing to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.